Welcome to Good News from the Good Book with Dr. Tim Rader, Senior Pastor at the Fundamental Baptist Church, located in Kinross, Michigan. Stay with us for the next 30 minutes as we bring you a message from God's Word.
Turn to Isaiah chapter 55. Isaiah chapter 55. Oh, I didn't tell you to sit down yet. Isaiah chapter 55. We don't want to get liturgical. We don't want to get to the place where we do everything the same way all of the time. Isaiah 55. I'll just read just verse 1. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Father, we come to you this morning, and Lord, we need to hear from heaven. Some people here have had a hard week. I know it. Lord God, some have had trials during the week that have been almost insurmountable, but they've kept their eyes on you. Some, perhaps, their faith is faltering. We need to hear from heaven. God, help us to put everything in perspective this morning, the goodness of God and the grace of God and how you have blessed. And Lord, I pray you'd help this poor preacher give the word of God in such a way that people can understand. And we pray these things in Jesus' name, amen. Isaiah 55, go ahead and be seated. How many prayed for me while I was gone? All right, I didn't preach in Washington, D.C. proper. Here's what happened. I preached in Pennsylvania at a men's retreat at a lodge. It was a beautiful setting. Then I went to Odenton Baptist Church where Pastor John Lacombe and Connie, they are there, I almost said Connie Ward, they are there and they are ministering. And I got to preach. I preached Sunday school, Sunday morning, and Sunday night. And let me again see how many of you prayed for me, all right? I want to know you prayed. Okay. I want you to know, here's how it went. I hit a home run on Thursday night. Man, God was there. I was with him. Friday morning, I hit a home run. There was God, there was me. Friday night, home run. Man, there was God, all right? Saturday morning, home run. Sunday morning, Sunday school, home run. Sunday morning, home run. Went to the steakhouse on Sunday afternoon. I got this one, God. I got this one, no problem. I laid an egg on Sunday night. It was one of those sermons. You ever preach the sermon, Devin, where you feel like that was the worst sermon you ever preached? Pretty much every other Sunday. Is that how that works out there? While I'm preaching, I'm thinking, Lord, help me. God, help me, man. I know I must have done something wrong. I just laid an egg. It was just, and maybe I do it more often than I think. I don't know, but I was just laid an egg. Gave the altar call, and it was the best altar response the whole time I was there. It was like God saying, you know, I don't need you. And you're a nobody anyway. And you know, we need to be reminded of that every once in a while. I hope I don't need to relearn that again this morning. Isaiah and chapter 55. God is so good to us. And I'm praying and trusting this morning that this will kind of whet your appetite. I want to preach on life in perspective. I know I'll share some texts that I've shared before. I mean, for crying out loud, I've been here 42 years. And sometimes I think I've shared something recently, and I haven't. That's the beauty of getting old. It's been a long time. And I was studying this passage of Scripture, and I thought, man, I just preached that. And I didn't. I know I didn't, because this Bible is 2.5 years old, and there was no notes in it. And I thought, wow, it seems like maybe I did it last fall. I guess I didn't. Hence, you know, we're getting old. Look at verse 8. Verse 8, just some great promises. This is for the UP. For my thoughts are not your thoughts. I read this just recently. Neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. God is bigger than us. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. Okay, we heard a little bit about that this morning in Sunday school. I know I'm linear. I'm on one plane. I've got the timeline. God's omniscient. God's omnipresent. God's omnipotent. God is immutable. God is holy. He's everywhere. We just heard that just recently. I preached that just recently. So God's way up here. And he says, here's a great truth. Every youper needs to hear this morning. You got up this morning and there's snow on the ground. And I don't want to break your heart, but I think we are the only place in America where that is happening. Now, when I was in Washington, it was cold. It was as cold there as it is here. But things were green. The cherry blossoms were, you know, they were blossoming. They were blossoming, the cherry trees. But the snow was horizontal. Everybody was complaining. It was cold. That's just the way it is. Now, I'm coming home, and I don't want to break your heart, but the snow line is not Houghton Lake, Michigan. The snow line is not Gaylord. The snow line is not the Mackinac Bridge. The snow line is Chippewa County. As a matter of fact, it's north of the Chippewa County line. That's where it is. Just about the place you get to Red Yard, and then Kinross, man, just, and then Sault Ste. Marie. This will bless your heart. Let's read this verse. We got snow, all right? For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither. We know about that, right? The snow comes, it stays all winter long, all right? And returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, brings nitrogen, all the good stuff the snow does, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Look at the snow outside. God has big plans for the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Because that snow brings the water, brings the nitrogen. The fact that we got snow and nobody else does means there's going to be a harvest. And you know what he says in the next verse? That's just like the word of God. Look what the next verse says, verse 11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void or empty, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Anytime you read the word prosper in your Bible, it is related to the word of God and people following the word of God, being obedient to the word of God. So God says through the Old Testament prophet, just as the rain comes and it doesn't go back up, it soaks in the ground. Just as the snow comes and it doesn't go back up, we wish it would, but it doesn't. It stays right here. And in the UP, it doesn't get to the end of the ground until the end of April, but it goes down and it promises a harvest. Without that rain, yeah, and without that snow, there would be no harvest. And then God says, my word is just like that. We handing out these gospel tracts. I'll say something about that in a moment. I'll say it right now. It's an opportunity to put out God's word, and there's going to be a great harvest. In the Phil Michigan campaign, almost 90,000 Bible tracts were handed out in almost, I think it was, every county in the state of Michigan, the churches that were involved in that. It has now gone viral. You know, we have got this little contest. Nobody gets a trophy. There's no bragging rights other than what we say in our own pulpits, right? Now it has now gone national. 31 states are in this with us for the week of Palm Sunday to Easter. Sister churches, churches of like faith. We're going to do our very best to get the gospel out. I've got a special track that I'm going to try to, if we can, Caroline, we've got to get on the ball right away tomorrow morning and see if we can get it before Palm Sunday. And I'm going to have a bunch of them here, and I want you to hand those out all week. They're actually invitations to our Easter service, but there'll be a gospel track with it as well, all combined. Man, I'm serious about this. I'm not the only one serious about this. We got churches all over America. 31 states, and that number's growing. It's going to take off. Man, God's word never returns void. Never. Let's get life in perspective. Go to Philippians and chapter 1. Philippians and chapter 1. And if snow is a blessing, a sign of future blessing, we sure are blessed at Fundamental Baptist Church. What was it, 220 some inches this year? We are blessed of God. I shared that with the people in Washington, the people at Odenton Baptist Church, and I don't think some of them actually believed me, to tell you the truth. Philippians I said chapter one, look at chapter three. Philippians chapter three. Life in perspective. We're going somewhere. Faith Baptist Church of Lodge Grass, Montana is going somewhere. We are to have vision. We're to understand that God has blessed us. God has empowered us after we're saved. God empowers us as much as we surrender to him, and God is going to use us. Let's not ever let the death rattle, that spiritual death rattle, ever be heard at Fundamental Baptist Church. Man, let's stay zealous. Let's be the evangelistic center of the North. Let's go after people. Let's raise the colors. People that have never even been to the church before, they've seen the television commercials. They've read gospel tracts. They're hearing about it. When they get in trouble, God's word never returns void. They'll remember. And they'll know where to come to find help, to find water. Those that are thirsty. It's our responsibility as the family of God, as a church, to keep all of these things in perspective. Verses 1 through 3 in chapter 3. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write these things to you, to me, indeed, is not grievous, but for you it is safe. He says, look out, beware of dogs. These are Gentile unbelievers. Beware of evil workers. Beware of the concision. So these are unsaved Jews and unsaved Gentiles. For we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit. The New Testament Christianity was born out of Judaism. Paul here writes, man, I'm a Jew myself, but that is not enough. We are the Jews that worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Now, I know at some point in the wintertime, I've read these passages. I don't know if it was a Sunday school. I don't know if it was a Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. I don't know if it was my own personal devotions, but let me try to read this without some comment. I'm going to do the best I can. Paul is saying, listen, I've accomplished some things. And if we're not careful, we'll get all caught up in the past. And what Paul is saying is, man, remember the victories and remember the defeats. Don't trust in past victories and past accomplishments. And you're not tied to those past defeats. He says here, remember the past. Verse 4. Says, though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he hath wherewith he might trust in the flesh, I more. Circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law of Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. Paul was all about the law, persecuting the church. And what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung that I may win Christ. He says simply this, born out of Judaism, no doubt the believers in Philippi, the Jews in Philippi, great heritage. The Gentiles in Philippi, a pagan heritage. But they've all accomplished some things in their life. And if they've been saved for any length of time, they've already accomplished some things for God. I hope you can testify to the same thing. But you can't rest in the victories of the past. You can't live in the good old days. You can't be stuck in the way it used to be and what you did one time in your life or several times. Because today, God is the God of today. And God has given you life today. And today, you need to let the past go. Just let it go. Just let it go. And the defeats, man, those are tough times. Difficult times in our life. For some of us, perhaps embarrassing. Let it go. Let it go. After last Sunday night's message, I wanted to get out of Washington as quick as I could. Just let it go. I wanted to get on that toll road and get that traffic behind me and just let it go. You know. So, but remember how good God is. Remember what God has done at Fundamental Baptist Church. I scratched this down this morning. I know I'm forgetting some. And I apologize to anybody in heaven. In fact, I'm not going to talk about you guys, all right? I'm going to talk about those still on this earth. But one day when we get to heaven, I apologize for anybody that I've missed. As far as the past, you know some men that are pastoring churches out of Fundamental? They came out of this congregation? Brian, Devin, John Lacombe, Dave Holden, Wayne, that's Wayne Plesher, Bill, Josh, Mike English, John Jameson, I know there are others. Then we got missionaries that are serving God right now. A couple right here in the auditorium right now this morning, and they're serving God all over the field. I'm telling you, that's, you can feel pretty good about that as a New Testament local church. But that's not us right now. Right now in this congregation, young men are being called to preach. It's just whether they surrender or not. Maybe old men are being called to preach. It's just whether they surrender or not. We have to forget the past. Oh, remember it. Remember it to the point where God is good, but don't live in the past. We need to rejoice in the present. Look at verse 8. Yea, doubtless I count all things but loss. I read that. Verse 9. And be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. By the way, I just thought about this too. How about the children of those men that are pastoring churches that are surrendering to preach? Man, that's exciting. That's all part of the ministry here, which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. So remember the past, but don't get caught up in the past. Don't worry about trophies. Don't worry about awards. Forget the flesh. Just let it go. Remember the defeats, just enough to remind you that I got to run to God. I've got to stay close to God. I messed up more than once in my life. I understand that. And Lord, help me to stay close to you. Rejoice in the present, because it is a rags to riches testimony. It's a heartaches to heaven testimony. Rejoice in the goodness of God and what God is doing today. Right now, in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, above the snow line, there is a church that is full and on fire for God. We could get a little fuller. There are some empty spots, but man, here we are, still in the wintertime, in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, and we sing, we lift our voices to God, we read God's Bible together, we hear a man that's called of God teach and preach the Word of God. We're going to give an old-fashioned altar. People are going to respond to the Holy Spirit as he uses the Word of God. Man, we're living in high clover right now. Amen. And understand the blessings of God are right now. Now, we're going to talk about the future here in the rest of the message. But understand this. Stop and smell the roses. Man, wake up and smell the coffee. It's good. The mercies of God are new every morning. I went to bed last night just dog tired. I apologize to the family. I didn't help and stay and help and clean up as long as I wanted to. I did a little bit. Man, I was just dragging. Man, my dogs were tired. This happens with old age, I guess, right, Ken? You can only go. Yeah, you don't know? Oh, okay. You can only go. Somebody help me out. Don, this happens with old age, doesn't it, when you get tired afternoon? About three. Three? Okay, all right, well. It might have been about that time, but I was dragging. I mean, it's to the point where my speech is slurred. You know, okay, I'm gonna go home. So God bless you guys. I hope you do a good job cleaning. and I left. In the family of God, we rejoice in the present. We ought to run out of energy serving God. We ought to lean on and rely on the energy, the power of the Holy Spirit of God, and have a little bit of vision. Let's read the next several verses. We need to reach to the future. And it is a brand new day. Every day you get up, a brand new day. Yesterday's gone. You're living in today. Reach to the future. Look at it says in verse, let's go to verse 12. Not as though, I'll read verse 11 too. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. He says, I want to know him. I want to fellowship in his sufferings. Verse 10, I want to experience and know and live the power of his resurrection. That resurrection, resurrected new creation life. Verse 12, not as though I'd already attained. Paul's just being flat honest here, saying, I don't think I've arrived. Either we're already mature, or perfect, or complete. But I follow after, pursue. I'm in the race. I'm in it to win it. I pursue. I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. I haven't finished. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, I already said that, reaching forth unto those things which are before. That word reach, that word reaching is interesting. It means stretching. You ever see a guy running 100 yard dash? I'm sorry, 100 meter dash? You know, at the end, I show my age periodically. At the end, they always stretch. Man, you want to get everything you can. That's the way it's supposed to be in the Christian life. You know what faith is? Faith is the daring soul to go farther than it can see. That's faith. The daring soul, the adventurous soul, going farther than it can see. Stretching, doing more than you think you could possibly do. I press, there's that word pursue again. I press toward the mark of the prize, for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. You have a high calling. Let me read a few more verses. I'm going to tie it all together, Lord willing. Verse 16, nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same thing. The earth is not the end. Paul said, I'm just like you are, we're gonna pursue. Verse 17, brethren, be followers together of me and mark them which walk so as ye have us for an ensample. And I stand in the shadow of men that have gone before me, and so do you. And I hope your goals are far higher than being like Pastor Rader. You understand there are pioneers that have gone before us and they've stood the test of time. And they stood through fire and trial and deep water. And they lived for the glory of God. We need to do the same thing because there are little ones and the next generation following us. Oh, that's what a born again Christian is supposed to be, real serious. Oh, just supposed to be part-timers. No, somebody has got to be the one to press on, to pursue. Brethren, be followers together of me and mark them which walk so as ye have us for an ensample. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ. Too many people that are just mediocre. Verse 19, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, that's the flesh, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. They're living for the now and not living for heaven. For our conversation is in heaven. Our manner of life is in heaven. From whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. Our God is a big God. And I think I've said this a couple of times in 6 months. And I'm probably saying it different, but I'm saying the same thing. We are not doing a good enough job of exalting Jesus Christ. I speak that to my shame. I speak that to your shame. The race is almost over. We are not doing a good enough job of explaining and exalting who Jesus Christ is to this lost world that we live in. We are not a bright enough light. We are not that city that is set on a hill, not the way we ought. We're there. Man, we're in it. We're seeing things done. We're seeing people come to Christ. I see Joe and Nicole in the back. I was gone last week. I presume you were in church last week. Glory to God, man. Recently saved people. Man, we're seeing people come to Christ. It's regular here. But there's more that needs to be done. I end with this. We as a people of God, and whatever time is left, he might not be coming in my lifetime. I might die in 10 years and I don't know how much time I have left, and so we're preparing, and we're not only preparing for the next generation, but there are people that are going to live and die and go to heaven, or live and die and go to hell between now and the time that Jesus comes, and whatever length of time that is, we've got to be faithful. Man, we got to win these people to Jesus as best we can. So here's the deal. I'll give you a little goal for the summer months. We've gotten through the winter, almost. Could happen again. We could get another blizzard, but it's going to be temporary, all right? Here's what we've got to do before the snow flies again. We need to add 100 people to Fundamental Baptist Church. That'll be God that does that. I hope you know I'm not talking humanly. I hope you understand I'm not talking about just getting 100 people for the sake of getting 100 people. We need to reach people for Christ. We need to add 100 people. We need to add another 4 missionaries. We just added 6, preacher. We did in the month of March. We want to add another 4. We need to advance the cause of Christ all over the world. Maplewood Baptist Academy needs a higher profile. We're going to work on that. I got some big ideas driving 12 hours in a car. I got some big ideas. And it's a little bit scary, but I think God has shown the way. I've been praying about a couple of things for a long time, a I think God has opened a way. We need a preschool. That's another level of evangelism. That there's so much to that. We as a church, our camp director is still on vacation, but man, we got to make a local impact. It's wonderful. We've got kids coming from all over the state to Canaan Land Baptist Camp. That's wonderful. More of a local impact. It's wonderful that we scholarship 50 kids last year from the area. That's wonderful. That's not enough. There are boys and girls all over the county that didn't get to go to camp and never have gone to camp. We've got to make a bigger impact there. There's so much that needs to be done. Adding on, doing what's got to be done. I think God has showed me something. I might be wrong. I'm just the fleshly leader. That's all I am, trying to be led by the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to continue to bathe this in prayer for a little bit, and then we're going to, in faith, we're going to take off. But here's one thing that doesn't have to wait. Let's exalt Jesus. Let's go after people. Let's grow the church by 100 people. Christ will grow the church. We just have to be faithful. Get some vision. Say, preacher, how? Man, remember the past. It's there. Can't deny it. Good and bad. More good than bad in reality, as far as I can recall. Maybe that happens as you get older. But you know, the good old days are the good old days. But remember the past, but don't live there. You can't go back. You can't go back and relive your past. Man, it's gone. It's gone. Live in the present. Man, and live all out. Live to the glory of God so that God will be honored and God will be glorified in every way. Worship. Worship. Here's a good definition of worship. Worship is a full life response to our God. It is adoration. It is praise. It is shoe leather. It's living out the gospel. That is worship. A full life response to God. That's what we got to have here. And I tell you what, that'll turn up the heat. And the light will get brighter. And more people will come to Christ. You know somebody right now that you need to talk to about Jesus. I didn't mention their name. The Holy Spirit has. You need to talk to them. You need to present Christ. It needs to be more than, hey, you need to go to church. You need to tell them about the best friend you have and what he can do for them. This morning when we have this altar call, why don't you come and pray for them? You don't have to wait till next week to hand out tracts, but I'm telling you, Palm Sunday, you're going to get a handful. I want you involved. Let's see people get saved. Easter Sunday, let's have a harvest. If you're here and you're hoping you're saved, you might not be saved. See, you're just trying to scare. No, I don't want you to go to hell. It's real simple. It's a heart cry to God. You've got to make sure you've done that. There must be a time and a place where you are born again, where you ask Jesus to come into your heart. So if you're here and you're not sure, or you're listening or watching by way of live stream, listening to a radio broadcast, and you're not sure, you need to bow your head right now. So let's pray one more time. And this is an appeal. This is for anyone who does not know they're saved. Dear God, just pray like this in your heart. I need salvation. I need you as my Savior. Please forgive me, come into my life and come into my heart, and save me now. In Jesus' name, I'm trusting you alone for heaven. Amen. If you prayed that prayer this morning, you meant it. Anybody else? You say, I prayed today, I received Christ today. If you're watching by way of live stream and today you prayed and received Christ, tell somebody about it. You got to tell somebody about it. You call us, we'll help you.
Thank you for listening to Good News from the Good Book, broadcast under the direction of Dr. Tim Rader, Senior Pastor at the Fundamental Baptist Church in Kinross, Michigan. For more information, please visit our website at fbconline.net. We invite you to stay tuned for the next broadcast when Dr. Tim Rader will bring you Good News from the Good Book.